Paul Given, DUP MLA. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Really appreciate you coming on. Thank you for doing so. Because,
in
discussions like this, I want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, no.
So here you have Dr. Ellison. Is he not? Are we really in a situation in this country where you guys are going to make formal complaints about people because they're challenging you lot?
I actually don't know if the DUP has made a formal complaint, and I want to be careful about this as well, because obviously the email that Dr. Ellison sent was sent to a particular individual who is obviously pursuing the matter, so I want to tread carefully in respect of that. But I think it is right that when people come to the Justice Committee and they're going to give evidence, that people can rightly question what's the motivation behind that and try and get underneath that, because even the academics that were in front of us yesterday said it's right to be critical, it's right to try and scrutinise what are the methods that are used, and Mr. Wells obviously felt it was appropriate to do this, and whenever he gave out the contents of that email, I was aghast at it. It was offensive, and to suggest that the DUP up until 6 years ago believed that it was impossible for rape to exist within marriage is just appalling. It's simply not the case. And I don't know how Dr. Ellison could ever make that comment, even if it's just in private conversation.
Well, what about what has caught the headlines, which is that your party may have been responsible for suicides in gay and lesbian young people? Is your party prepared to even contemplate that there may be some truth in that?
It's simply not the case.
How do you know?
And this is what concerns me as well, Stephen, that because people hold profoundly conscientious views when it comes to family values and traditional family values, and we seek to portray those in as respectful and responsible way as possible, that then we get browbeaten, that our opponents then say that we're responsible for suicide. I couldn't think of anything more appalling, and for me as an individual, and within my family, that particular issue is very relevant to me.
What's the last event that that you could mark when the DUP reached out to young people in the gay community?
Well, we don't discriminate against anybody.
No. Is there any event where you reached out to them?
Again, you're asking, do we treat people in a different manner, that therefore we would need to be reaching out? We don't. We regard people as being equal. And that's what's important.
How do you feel about gay people in this country? And let's talk about young people, okay? And they're growing up, and they're wondering about, as we all do, no matter what our sexuality is. You're wondering about yourself, your sense of self-esteem, your sense of self-worth. You have doubts about it when you're growing up. Some people do, some people don't. What message does it send out to gay people when they're told, do you know what? You can't get married. You know, if there's a bomb in this country, or if there's someone dying on an operating table, this party, the DUP, will refuse to take your blood. We don't want it. We'll take blood from gay people from across the water, but if you're a Northern Irish gay person, if you're a Northern Irish gay man, we don't want your blood.
Well, Stephen, I understand.
What does that do to that person?
Well, I understand with your preambles to these questions, you want to try and paint a particular context.
All right.
And what I want to stick to very clearly is people using language, and I agree with Dr. Ellison on this, we need to be careful about the language that we use. That's equally applicable to academics who are going to use language that says the DUP is responsible for people taking their own lives because they're gay and lesbian, that the DUP don't believe that rape was ever possible within marriage. That is simply wrong. It's not appropriate language, and it actually then reduces the kind of conversations that we need to have about these issues, because people feel that they're being browbeaten into a particular position.
Dr. Ellison?
Yeah, I agree with what Mr. Given said, and as I said earlier, like I've actually no problem with the grilling I got yesterday, and I'd be surprised if I didn't. Like, the MLAs were doing their job, but I do remember reading somewhere, Mr. Given, to be honest, that someone in the DUP, or maybe it was the Free Presbyterian Church, whatever, which I know was a different entity, was disputing that you know, there could be such a thing as rape in marriage. So maybe it was...
So you may have got that wrong, Dr. Ellison.
I think it was more than 6 years ago, but I certainly read
right.
it somewhere.
So you, okay, but you don't know where.
I can find it. I think it was in a...
And this is my problem.
Newspaper. But certainly, Mr. Gibbons' point there about, the language. Yes, the language I used, it was a private email sent to a private individual. I didn't, you know, it was like having a conversation at home or whatever. I didn't think it was going to suddenly appear in an email read out in a public hearing at the Assembly. Were I to do it again, I probably wouldn't do it, or if I do it differently.
Well, no. Stephen, I believe we should be conducting ourselves in private the way that we are in public as well. And this is my problem, that sweeping statements are made about the DUP, but then whenever we're pressed as to give us a specific, Dr. Ellison isn't able to do it. And likewise, when he gave evidence in the committee in terms of human trafficking, he said, for example, when it came to Sweden, that he had been in contact with the online providers of sexual services, and he had no reason to disbelieve them in the context about the tougher the laws are in Sweden, the more money we make. When I then put the question to him, the Swedish authorities don't take that position, then he started to question, well, you need to think about the political atmosphere in Sweden, and that's the government line, and question the Swedish authorities.
Paul, can I ask you this? Because, I do concede this, the benefit of hindsight, we would all say and do things differently. So I concede that. But when you've said this morning that, look, we all need to be careful about language, okay? When members of your party in the past have used language like abomination, when Ian Paisley Jr., for example, said he was repulsed by homosexuality, repulsed, language like repulsed, abomination, given what you've just said, is that too far?
Again, Stephen, you're wanting to take me down a particular route. What we're talking about is a Queen's academic making a very clear accusation about the Democratic Unionist Party in the context of suicide. And I find that grossly offensive. And many people within our party have had to deal with family members who have committed suicide. So we know what that's like to have to deal with that particular issue.
But,
and to make that accusation about the DUP, who, in my view, when I speak to my colleagues, have an overwhelming compassion and concern for the welfare of everybody in our society. And that goes for me as well in terms of the gay community. And I know individuals who are gay.
I agree with you, Mr. Gibbon, but I still think that should be reflected in the rhetoric adopted by the party. That's all my point is.
Okay.
I think that this sort of constant drip feed of statements and so on and
all
so
right.
forth.
Well, look, let's just see what reaction we get this morning. 0845 955 678. Dr. Ellison, thank you. And Paul Gibbon, seriously, thank you very much indeed for explaining the party's position.